Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
You gotta understand that this is what I'm about to do for you. Do you even know the background, the hermeneutics, the exegesis, all the breaking down of the scripture behind that term fortress? Do we even know what a fortress is? It's not a common word, definitely, in 2015. We don't really use fortress. But back in the day, in the Old Testament, if you allow me to school you just a little bit, there would be sometimes things that happened that were accidental. Maybe you'll kill somebody's livestock. Maybe by accident you'll get into a brawl and it becomes deadly. You'll kill somebody's brother. It would be some things that happen, not intentionally, but I'm dealing with the unintentional situations that happen on accident. And people back in the day, they took the Bible literally. If it was two for two, you kill my cat, I'll kill yours. You shoot my dog, I'll shoot yours. You know, you strangle my brother, I'll strangle your son. That's how they used to get even back in the day. That's where that old ancient spirit comes from nowadays, even though it's a different way. Because when Jesus came, he extended grace, and he teach now grace. But when you have those people that, oh, really? You gonna do this to me? Well, now I'm going to do that to you. I'm gonna push your son since your son pushed mine. You got that old tit-for-tat, eye-for-eye, two-for-two ancient spirit, because that came from the Old Testament. That's how they used to get down. So now people need to understand we're not walking in that type of way. That culture has passed away. We have a grace dispensation. And we are to extend mercy and grace unto those that do us wrong. But nevertheless, in the Old Testament, when those things happen, when let's say I'm taking an example, you were just running along on your horse and your neighbor's child ran out and the horse trampled their child and killed them. They're sorrowful for the loss of the child, and they're angry, so now they want your child to lay down while they run a horse over your child. They wanted to kill your child. So what would happen is, or they'll kill you. Let's say you didn't have a child. They will want you dead. So what would happen is there will be a designated place that will be miles away from the inner city or the inhabitants of where you live, and that would be called the safe zone. That was a fortress. You would be actually seen before what would be considered equal as a judge who would hear your story and hear their story. And if they deem that it was really an accident and that there's no retribution that as far as a life needs to be taken like yours, you may have to pay them some livestock. You may have to pay them in some grain. You may have to pay them with some finances. But as far as a life, they may say it's an accident. He doesn't need to die for it. So what they do, they would sentence you to an area called the fortress, which is a safe zone. Nobody can cross into that territory that is deemed a fortress to come after you or to come and kill you because that was a sanction for you. Some of us, we need to call on the Lord for fortress. We've done some things by accident or intention, and we're going to need God to be the fortress for us. We're going to need God to extend that mercy land upon us so that those that are coming to seek retribution, those that are seeking to cause harm upon us because of our own action, God can grant you an area of fortress where it is impenetrable. No one can come and do you harm. Do you understand me, people of God?
Yes. Amen.
I'm giving you knowledge on today. But you'll never know that this type of grace is extended to you. You'll never know that God can come through in an instant as close and as soon as the mention of his manifestation of his name if you don't yourself learn who God is. Although the Lord is beyond our comprehension in so many ways, he sent us his son in human form to be a living expression of himself and his name. In the person of Jesus Christ, we see both the greatness and love of God for us. The Father loved us enough to send his Son into the world for our salvation. And Jesus demonstrated his love by dying on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins. What an awesome God we have. the great I am, a God that would die for us, a God that still has all of his names and manifestations active so that we can call upon him, whether it be Old Testament or New Testament, whether you call on the name of Jesus or whether you call on the great I am as he introduced himself to Moses way back in Exodus. This is great. And God wanted me to share this with you because a lot of us, we are heavy burdened, we are heavy laden. But you even can know if you read your word, and God said, I am, my burdens are light. My yokes are easy. I'm a heavy load carrier, paraphrasing. Yes. That's what Jesus said he is. Some of us, we think we got to bear this thing by ourselves. But if you just had enough revelation to know that he's a heavy load bearer, he's a heavy load carrier, he's saying, let's swap it out. I love swapping with you all. I love swapping with my sheep. If I'm a heavy load bearer, and I also explain that I also have light burdens and my yoke is easy, what I'm going to do then, let's make a trade. Give me your hardened yoke. Give me your hardened yoke, and I'll give you my easy yoke. Give me your heavy burden, the worrying of your children, your finances, your career, your health, your love life. Give me all of your heavy burdens, your self-esteem, your lack of confidence, your anxiety, your fear, your suicidal attempts, your lack of will of living. Give me all of your heavy burdens, and I will give you my light burden. I will give you my light burdens. My light burdens, what are they? They are my joy. They are my peace.
Yes.
They are my love, my kindness, my loving kindness. They are everything you need to be light and successful and unburdensome in this world. Let's swap it out, because that's what I do. I am the great I am.
Mm.
We can never be able to make that trade or that swap if you don't recognize what God can do for you.
Yes.
You'll never be able to carry a light burden and get that junk off your shoulder, those weights off your shoulder, if you don't recognize that Jesus is open and willing. He's standing there right in front of you, carrying his light burden and his easy yoke in his hand. He's extending it out in front of you. And here you are looking crazy. Oh, God, I need you. God. He's like, but I'm here. If you recognize that I can do this for you, if you call me by my specific manifestation, it'll be a lot easier for your faith to reach out and grab it. Oh, God, I need it. You're dancing all around Jesus, and Jesus is just turning like, I'm here. I'm your easy yoke carrier. I'm your easy burden carrier. My yoke is easy. I'm here. Call out to me. Know that I can do this for you. God, I don't know. Then you call. You reach for Facebook. You reach for your unsaved friends who not saved themselves or trying to live saved. And what do? Give you some poor advice. Girl, you know, I'm going out tonight. You know what you need? You need a night out. Come on out with me and the girl. We'll get you tipsy. You'll forget all about your birth. Girl, when the last time you had some? I know you're not going to do that, but you just sometimes you just need your back broken every now and then. This is what they will give you.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
That's so true.
You'll run to the wrong person.
That's true. Amen.
They're not praying for you. They're not going to stop everything that they're doing and say, okay, we're going to come against this spirit of darkness right now. You will live. You will seek your destiny and fulfill it. You will. And they'll start to critique. No, what they'll do, they'll let you whine and complain. They'll let you go ahead and just talk over and over and over again about how bad and horrible your life is. And then they're like, okay, well, I'll be praying for you. They hang with the phone, and what they do is, girl, look, I just got off the phone with so-and-so. She again.
That's right.
Don't talk to her no more. Because I'm like, don't you do anything. And then they just talk about you. They gossip about you, but now I'm sending me to pray for you.
That's right.
I thank Jesus.
I know what I'm talking about. Same happens with them. They may not call Instagram bullshit as women do, but it's the same with men. Or you go to Facebook and you start putting these posting memes on your Facebook wall, all these little pictures with these sad little sayings. Can't trust nobody in this world. Everybody fails me. I'm just alone, just me against the world. And I mean, it's all type of stupidity. None of that brings any type of pleasure to the kingdom of God.
That's right.
If I'm an unbeliever looking at your page, I would not want to serve your God. Because you are letting me know that you are not putting no faith in God. God has failed
you.
And it is basically your
against
the world. That's why I get after those that are part of KPI. We monitor your walls. We're not all on them every day. Lord knows we are not. But if something comes up on our when we log online, our news feed, and we see that type of depressing stuff, we'll call you out on it. First of all, you belong to KPI. You say you do. So we represent life in a world full of gloom.
Amen.
We want to hear about the goodness of God. Fun things. They don't have to be all super spiritual and posting scriptures. Lord knows we don't. You can look on our page. We were dancing and having fun out to eat. I was singing and being goofy. But at least people see that we're having fun. I'm not all depressed. Making videos.
You better talk about it.
You know, I'm a lead pastor at KPI. And, you know, I'm just so tired of these people. They don't tie. They don't know Jesus. They don't want to know Jesus. They just want to hear me up. I'll be so depressed. And who will be a right man will want to join my ministry? But if they see them just having fun, genuinely, if they see them posting life things, testimonies, how people are supporting this ministry with their seeds and their offering and their tithe, that will get me a second look saying, whoa, let me look at this ministry.
Amen.
Right.
Okay, and you know we have gotten partners that way. They said, I just follow you on Facebook. I don't know how we connected. I don't know you, but I see everything that you post, and it's so encouraging, so uplifting. And I just feel in my spirit I need to partner with you monthly. This is the true life.
Amen.
So instead of turning to Facebook to expose your trial just to have even a newsflash, when you do that and you expose your trial to the whole world wide web, you invite more warfare to come and harp on you the more. So if you are depressed, you'll really be depressed after you finish posting to Facebook because people, misery love company. Everybody's not happy. We did an actual test for ourselves, me, Pastor Andrew, and I. We said we're going to post something that's telling them that they're going to decree and declare favor. And that was the truth. God was going to bless them and get ready for your breaks and stuff like that. We got so many shares and likes and all of that stuff. And then we posted when we went out on our date night on Friday night, and we said we're going to have fun. And I said, I guarantee we won't have as many likes or anything because people are depressed. So if it's not, then it's selfish. So the general population, when they look at it, if they are themselves not having fun, they're not going to like it. Because it's not telling them that they're going to be blessed and that they're going to get $1 million or they're going to get a husband or a wife. It's going to be the exact opposite. We're going to get very few in comparison to who viewed it. We got, a couple hundred views on my videos when I was acting goofy, singing along with Michael Jackson's song. Couple hundred views. Guess what? I think we got like 70-something likes from it. But just the day before we posted something decreeing and declaring their life, we got hundreds of views and hundreds of likes.
Of course.
Amen.
It's amazing how people are accepted. And we said that's not going to stop us. We're still going to post.
Amen.
But that's right.
Amen.
If you are upset, sad, and you posting all of that, you're going to probably get a lot of likes because everybody else is sad and miserable on Facebook. You're looking to have an outlet and looking for more people to induct in their club as the sad, depressed, the burdened, and the suicidal.
Exactly.
You just were inducted. But we come against that spirit. And we're going to break the truth.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to break
all
of our
Hallelujah.
Post and come out of the stereotype. We're going to post things of light. We're going to represent God as the light. I just talked to you about that. How he is the light of the world. If he's the light of the world, then life is full of that. Life and light are the same thing. Light and light are synonymous. They go hand in hand. You cannot have light and death. You cannot have light and darkness. It just doesn't work. Light and life go together. He is the light of the world, so he is the life of the world. So everything, if you call yourself a follower, it has to represent light in your posting on Facebook, in your tweets, in your text, in your conversation. Mm-hmm. You're going to be just like the world. Oh, come Monday. It's a work day. What does the world do? Good morning. It's a Monday. It's a Monday morning. You go to your office. Good morning. It's a Monday. What you going to do? Oh, my gosh, I can't wait for Friday. That's usually how people respond. So good, you know what I do? I'm breaking the mold. Good morning. How you doing? Oh, I'm so happy it is Monday.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I know today's going to be an awesome day.
Amen.
And they get startled because they're like, whoa, this lady's on charge. Yes. Because I'm not following in the mold because everybody else hates and dreads Monday. Mm-hmm. I get it. Because you're coming off a weekend and your body got to get reintroduced to being disciplined and going to work every day. I get it.
Work.
But I'm not going to let my God be represented in a complaining spirit.
Amen.
Everything about him is going to be representation dirt.
Yeah.
We are ambassadors of Christ. We are representation, likeness, and image of God. So everything we do, it has to represent that. Everything we do. So that means when you go to these social websites, media outlets, and you're texting or having conversations, God is looking at that. He's monitoring how you represent him, and he's monitoring how you speak about him. Do you know him as the great I am? Do you even share who he is to people? Because I'm telling you, as sure as I am preaching this, as you go forward in your work week, God is going to cause a trial that you would have to call on those many, I don't know, I probably gave you like 30 different manifestations, and that is not all, by the way, of how God manifests. He's going to cause something to happen that's going to give you the opportunity to pray specifically for Elohim, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Rapha, the Great I Am, the Prince of Peace, the Light of the World, the Light. All of these things that I've just went down the list and spoken to you, it's going to give you the opportunity to actually start learning him on a more intimate level instead of the general God. Mark my words.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.